19 and 20. Genesis 37, 19 and 20. Amen. I want to say welcome to Brother and Sister Fry today. They have decided to become a part of us, and we are so excited that they have chosen to be a part of our church. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we'll be hearing a lot more from them. Amen. And for right now, let's get to the word of the Lord, shall we? Genesis 37, verse 19, and the scripture said, they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. I want to take my thought from that last portion. What will become of your dreams? What will become of your dreams? Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. A man by the name of Martin Luther King made a phenomenal speech by the name, I Have a Dream. And much of that dream is realized. I read the history of Conrad Hilton. Conrad Hilton had little money. He wanted to invest it in the West Texas oil field. He came to Ranger, Texas during the big boom. When he got there, he couldn't find a place to stay. And so he got to thinking, well, maybe it'd just be best to invest in the hotel business. And so he bought the hotel that he finally found a room in. And in Cisco, Texas was the first Hilton Hotel. Hilton, as some would know, has a great hotel chain that reaches around the globe today. But during hard times and in the beginning times, he didn't get there overnight, folks. He went battle through the Great Depression of the 1930s, and he went through those hard times, those difficult times. And one thing that helped Hilton get through was he took a picture of the famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and he slipped it into the glass that was on his desk. So every time that he sat down, the first thing that he saw was that picture. And he said, one day I will own the Waldorf Astoria. And it was a dream. It was somewhere off in the future. And through the tough times and the difficult times, that picture stayed right there. Until one day, Mr. Hilton owned and bought the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. And it was a dream that he had. It was something that he envisioned that someday would be his. God is a giver of dreams. Amen. And it is important today that when God gives a dream, that you hold on to it. When God puts something in your heart, amen. I don't know how it is with you, but I feel like that most of us are very much the same. We want to do something with our life. We don't want to just drift through a few days of existence and somebody throw dirt in our face and say a few words over our remains, and that's the end of our life. I don't know about you today, but I want there to be purpose in my living. I said, I want there to be purpose in my living. I want to give something to somebody and something that is bigger than myself. Amen. And that when I have gone, no matter who may or may not remember my name, but I was part of something that was moving forward and something that was greater than myself and something that was bigger than myself, and that perhaps I added some measure to that I was a part of. It's good to have a dream. Joseph was a dreamer. God gave Joseph some dreams. When he was very young, just a teenager, God gave Joseph some dreams. And Joseph shared his dreams. Amen. Let me just say, you got to be careful who you share your dreams with. There are some people that don't understand that. There are people that will laugh at you for your dreams. There are people that will hate you for your dreams. There are people that will oppose you for your dreams. And Joseph ran into that very thing. The Bible says that he dreamed a dream and he told his brothers, and his brothers hated him because of his dream. And that later, a little later, he dreamed another dream and he told his brothers, and his brothers hated him yet the more for his dream. And he told his father, and his father rebuked him for his dream. But he marked it and he said, something's going on in this boy's life. I don't know, we got a lot of young people here today. I want to challenge you. Why don't you stand up and be somebody, be something different? Don't you just be like everybody else. You can be one of those people that just goes along with the crowd and does it because everybody else is doing it. And you get the same results they do. And you do the same stupid stuff that they do. Or you can stand up and say, I'm going to be different. My life's going to count. And people might laugh and people may not understand. But I'm going to make a difference with my life. And that's what Joseph did. Joseph stood up. He stood apart. Did he pay a price? Yes. Did he go through some difficulties? Yes. Did he realize his dream? Yes. Did God help him get there? Yes. Amen. Joseph, in our text today, went out to see his brethren one day while they were watching the sheep. But as he was approaching, this is what they said. Behold, this dreamer cometh. And they said it mocking him. And then they made up in their minds. They said, we are going to kill him and throw him in a pit. And then we'll see what will become of his dream. But let me tell you something. When God gives you a dream and he puts something in your heart, it's not going to die. Amen. His brother Reuben intervened. And he said, let's just throw him in this pit here. Wasn't that compassionate? Let's just throw him down this old dry well here. He said, but later on I'll come back and get him. That was in the back of his mind. And his brethren heard some people coming. They literally sold Joseph as a slave into slavery. And he went away down the road and he was sold into slavery. Just a young teenage boy. Just a young teenage young man. Sold into slavery. And away from his family, away from his homeland, away from his native language, away from everything that was familiar. Boy, you talk about a time to be discouraged. You talk about a time to forget the dream. You talk about a time to throw in the towel. You talk about a way to get bitter. But the Bible said Joseph never did any of that. Amen. There was something in Joseph, and God can put something in you that'll help you to rise above your circumstances. Amen. And you'll be a better person than those that are around you. Joseph become a slave in the house of Potiphar. But he said, you know what, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to do the best I can. And so he said about everything he was given to do, he did it right. He did it the best that he could possibly do it. And after a little while, the Bible said God was with Joseph. God was with Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Hey, you may not be in the place you want to be, but God can be with you. You can be in a difficult situation, but God can be with you. You can be having a hard life, but God will be with you. Amen. And it made all the difference in the world. You understand something today. Your attitude is important in life. Amen. I've met a lot of bitter people. Life was unfair to them. They went through some hard times. They went through some difficulties, and they got bitter. And their attitude, the rest of their life, they were ruined. I've met other people that went through the same kinds of difficulties and sometimes worse, but they had an attitude that didn't allow them to get bitter. It made them better, and they rose above their circumstances, and they became a better person, and they became a blessing to the people that were around them. It just matters today. You got to understand victory lies somewhere between your two ears. It's not in somebody else's hands. It's not in what other people say. It's not in what other people do to you. It's up to you what you determine you're going to do with your dream. Joseph held on to his dream through the difficult times. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, God began to help him and he started rising above his difficulties. I'm going to help you out here today. Amen. Joseph was a man of character. Let me tell you what character is. Character doesn't, it's not, trouble, somebody said, develops character. I don't think that's true. I think character just reveals, or trouble just reveals character. It's got to already be there. It has to already be there. How do you get character? Discipline. Doing what you don't want to do. Amen. Discipline. Doing the right thing when everything in you doesn't want to do it. Standing against the crowd when everything in you wants to give in, but you don't, and you won't, because of discipline. You find out what's right, and you do what's right, not what's convenient. Discipline builds character. Getting up when you don't feel like getting up. Doing what you got to do when you don't feel like doing it. Study when you don't feel like study. Go to school when you don't feel like going to school. Go to work when you don't feel like going to work. Be nice when you don't feel like being nice. Be kind when you don't feel like being kind. And that builds character in your life. You just go against your feelings. And you always do what's right. And that's how you develop character in your life. And that's what Joseph did. He had built character into his life even as a young boy. And even as a teenager, he had character in his life. God had helped him to build it. And whenever he got into a tough situation, that was what kept him in that situation and caused him to rise. And after a while, he was over all of Potiphar's house. Did you know that he was over all the money that Potiphar had? Because Potiphar knew he could trust him. Potiphar knew he could trust him. He had proven to be trustworthy. Amen. Potiphar didn't even know how much money he had. He didn't know how many cows he had. He didn't know how many sheep he had. He didn't know how much of anything he had. Anything he wanted, he asked Joseph, because he trusted him that much. That's character, folks. That's character. You see what an attitude can do? He could have had the attitude, I'm nothing but a slave anyway. What good's it going to do anybody? And he could have had an old stinking rotten attitude the rest of his life. And he could have stayed at the bottom of the pole. He said, but not me. I'm going to rise out of here. When you have character, you will rise. When you have character, it will help you to go toward the front and not the back. It'll help you to rise to the top and not stay at the bottom if you develop character in your life. Amen. Well, you know the story, perhaps, that Joseph got lied on. Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him. He said no day by day by day by day because he had character. Because he had character. Character will help you stay pure. Character will help you stay innocent. Character will protect you in times of difficulty. If you allow it to, it'll help you to say no when you know you ought to say no. Amen. And so he rose above that. Potiphar's wife falsely accused him. Joseph is cast into prison. My, what a come down. Another opportunity to get upset. Another opportunity to become bitter. Thinking, well, I tried to be good. Look what it got me. I tried to do right. Look what happened. I tried to do what Daddy said to do. And look at what it did to me. Here I am now, worse off than I was when I started. I should have taken the money and run. You see what I'm saying? But character said, well, I'm in prison. I might as well do the best I can while I'm here. Character said he just couldn't deny it. So he just started doing what they told him to do. Every day he was the best prisoner in the prison. And after a while, you know what? Yeah, he was in prison, but he was over everything in it. He was the boss. He didn't sweep the floors anymore. He told somebody else to sweep the floors. He didn't take out the trash anymore. He told somebody else to take out the trash. He gave the orders. He told other people what to do. He was over everybody. He was over everything. And even though he was in prison, God blessed him. Amen. You see, he had a dream, and he didn't forget. I don't know what that was all about. I don't fully understand that. I don't see how it can ever happen now. I mean, I haven't even seen my papa. I haven't seen my brothers. I haven't seen my family now in 10 years and 12 years, and the days are passing. Oh, it's been a long, long time. I haven't seen anybody from home. 15 years passed and 18 years passed and now is in prison. It's been so long since I've seen anybody. But God, I know that you spoke to me. I know that you told me something was going to happen. I remember whenever it happened.